On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria up to 31 degrees tomorrow. Johannesburg 29. Emalahleni reaching a high of 28. The Hawks have uncovered a clandestine laboratory in Makapan Stad Northwest where millions of rands worth of drugs were discovered. According to Colonel Katlego Mogale, the operation was a follow-up on another case where a suspect has fled.
Large quantities of Mandrax finished product as well as powder were found on the scene. All six suspects were arrested. A drug press, a crusher machine, scales and packaging bag. Suspects will appear in court soon on charges of manufacturing in drugs.
Wrapping up the day's other big stories, the five individuals accused of recruiting South Africans to participate in the Russia-Ukraine war have been granted bail by the Kempton Park Magistrates Court today. Strict conditions include the withholding of passports, so it has come under the attention of the court that accused number one, a radio presenter at the SABC, has visited Russia five times since September of this year. The case has been postponed to the 10th of February. And the National Police Commissioner, General Fanny Simola, says one of the wanted suspects in the Soulsville massacre is a parolee who was released from prison in September this year. At least 12 people were killed when gunmen opened fire on 25 people at a hostel. Masemola visited the crime scene.
We do have an idea of what may have led to this incident. However, intelligence is still gathering and analyzing information that has been received. In no time, we are confident we will find three suspects, which we do have an idea who they are.
And in Boksburg, President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered a frank assessment of the ANC's current state.
As renewal gains momentum, those whose conduct conflicts with our values and principles, the criminals, the corrupt, the careerists, extortionists and factionalists, and those who actively work against the organization should find themselves outside of the African National Congress.
He added that organizational and ideological renewal remain urgent priorities. And news from the continent, around 100 school children who'd been kidnapped from a Catholic school in Nigeria last month were handed over to state officials today. It's a day after authorities secured their release, but dozens of other students and staff abducted from the school in north central Niger state are still missing. And finally, the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture officially launched the Gallery of Leaders at Freedom Park in Pretoria. And the Minister of Land Reform and Rural Development, Mzwanele Nyoncho, says his party, the Pan-Africanist Congress, welcomes this recognition.
This Gallery of Leaders challenges us all, the current generation, to reflect upon the legacy that leaders have left to us and to commit to the hard work that still lies before us.
I'm Marlene Fischer. That's it from myself and the rest of the team. Have a good evening.